Visual programming is great for learning and growing. At every step of creating a visual programming language, there is always a pleasant surprise. Even at the database end, at the very bottom, it is just two tables, nodes, and connections. A visual programming language has nodes with anchors, where anchors can be connected together. Each node represents something that can be done. Set thermostat, reboot computer, play a sound. Nodes can be as complex as RxJS components, or mouse listeners like mouse up, mouse down, and mouse move, for example. Here, one could create a generic drag and drop system where a user could drop a file onto a web page and upload it to a server. The visual part of the programming language are the boxes that represent nodes and the lines that represent the connections. Here, programs can get pretty huge and still remain readable as the lines lead the way. An important feature of a visual programming language done right is the node edit button. And here, the screen changes from visual programming or node orchestration to a standard code editor. This may sound bad, but the programming behind a node is tiny. It may be 5 lines of code. 50 would certainly be too much. This code lives in a file inside a mono repository and can be edited with a standard code editor just as well. It is just a proper JavaScript or NPM module or node module. A good visual programming language is always respectful of code. This is a beautiful start for a novice programmer. Everything is cut up into 5 or 10 or 15 lines of code. It's a fantastic way to learn. Now, the most confusing part may seem like the node anchors and connections between them. But that's actually really simple. That is an instance of an object called a writable that allows a change to whatever it is holding, a number or a string of text, or maybe an object even. And then it announces that change to whatever is listening. It is a connector, a pipe, an interdimensional straw, as I called it once. Whatever you put into the input when assigning a new value will notify whatever is listening at the output end. Really cool, and it is like 5 lines of code. If we have 2 nodes, A and B, putting something into the connection on A end would absolutely notify B that new data has arrived, and here B could react to it somehow. But the details of this are very fluid and flexible. They are meant to be customizable in the node editor. Computer programs always have unique quirks and twists and turns, and the node editor totally takes care of that. The short version, though, is that the connection takes an output anchor writable, that's the node A, and gives it to whatever node is connected for monitoring. That would be node B. And this process continues for hundreds of nodes. On the right end, you have to say output.set parentheses quote hello world close quote close parentheses setting a value. And on the monitoring end, you say subscribe to input anchor And here is the function you want to trigger. This function just has one argument. What a way to start programming. And it will be the hello world that was set all the way on the right end. Pretty cool beans. That's like, what, 5 lines of code again? Unbelievable. It may sound a little bit annoying without seeing the program in operation, but this whole thing is so simple and so crazy powerful, so customizable and flexible that it serves as the perfect foot in the door or starting point or an easy on-ramp for a person new to programming. And frankly, we all need to learn how to create computer programs because computers are everywhere. They're everything. The visual programming language is not anything like training wheels. Not at all. This is a proper code editor that creates perfectly usable, reactive, which is high quality, code. A busy programmer can return to a visual program after a long time and have no problems rediscovering how their old programs were made. All the flows are right there on the screen. All the code is cut up into little bits within the nodes or reusable components. Best of all, the more the programmer learns, the more powerful their nodes will grow. And even more than that, I think programming a visual programming language as a way to learn programming in general can make for a summer well spent. What is especially interesting about such a quest is that eventually, as you keep developing the visual programming language, you end up programming it and expanding it with itself. It is a proper programming language after all.